serving Ocean Colony, Ocean Corner, Kenyatta Cove, and Moon Ridge. This is AM 1710 and the Neighborhood News Report.
Here now an introductory commentary from Jim Henderson, Neighborhood Radio General Manager.
Today, a dream comes true. When my bride and I married and moved to Half Moon Bay in 1981, I said to her, "What we need here is a community radio station." 28 years later, Neighborhood Radio is born. It took some time, but we hope you will agree it was worth the wait. There are many people who have supported this effort, people from both ends of our local political spectrum, and that should give us all hope. Hope that there is common ground in the desire to further serve our neighborhoods. But I must make special note of people like Don Mendel, who has been my liaison with the management of the nurserymen's who have supplied a home for our radio transmitter. Thank you, Don. Then there is Joe Cochette, through his property manager, Brian McNamara, who helped with a spot for our studio. And with gratitude, I say thank you to Charlie Teal of CoSide.net, who designed our station website, and so many others who have offered their support. There is not enough time, unfortunately, to mention everyone. But to all of those who have had a hand in getting the station on the air, my heartfelt thanks. And where would we be without our volunteer staff? In this category, I must give a high five to Christopher O'Donnell for his professional photos for use on the station website. You're the man, Christopher. And then there is you, the listener. Neighborhood radio will be a success if it serves the needs of our community. Neighborhood Classifieds is a free service for those wanting to buy or sell something, have a garage sale, something lost or found, and the announcement of neighbor-to-neighbor services. Check out our website for details. Pet Patrol is another free feature of AM 1710. If you are an animal lover, you have to check it out. Kenyatta Cove resident Sue Pace hosts Keeping Pace with Your Health, important weekly health tips. And if there is something that you would like to see added to the radio station, give us a call or email us. We would love to hear from you. Oh, and if you want to be part of the fun, there are volunteer openings at the radio station. So, thanks for listening and for helping to make a dream come true. For Neighborhood Radio, I'm Jim Henderson.
And please stay tuned. The Neighborhood News Report continues right after this.
Hello, this is Steve Bowerman of Bowerman Electric, and I just want to take a moment to offer my congratulations to Jim Henderson and the volunteers who are making AM 1710 Neighborhood Radio a reality. I can remember 36 years ago when my father and I started our business. You don't forget occasions like that. Today, my father is retired, but I'm carrying on the tradition of customer satisfaction and quality service that he taught me. Although we have grown over the years and now have Coastside customers from Pacifica to Santa Cruz, some of my most enjoyable moments were serving and visiting with my customers and friends in Ocean Colony, Ocean Corner, Kenyatta Cove, and Moon Ridge. And another reason I'm so pleased that these neighborhoods now have their own radio station. Best wishes from all of us at Bowerman Electric to Neighborhood Radio AM 1710.
This is Jim Dunbar with congratulations to Neighborhood Radio AM 1710. And remembering the day KGO started its news talk format. Good luck to all the volunteers who are going to make Neighborhood Radio AM 1710 your daily companion.
My name is Dan Handler. I'm running for city council because I believe now more than ever our town needs responsible leadership guided by strong moral principles. In business and in life, we face tough decisions all the time. The test of who we are is in the choices we make. I believe we can no longer afford to be in the hands of a city council and bureaucrats who had the poor sense to give huge pay raises to a couple of executives while our community struggles with a massive debt that almost put us into bankruptcy. Oh, and did I mention that at the same time these execs were getting huge pay raises, they laid off 19 city workers? I own a thriving, fair trade, organic coffee roasting company here on the coast. I've been a community volunteer, teaching our youth the importance of sportsmanship, teamwork, and commitment. I'll bring those values to the city council and will serve you with the same tireless commitment and common sense principles that have been my guide. My name is Dan Handler, and I approve of this message.
Paid for by Handler for Council 2009.
The first major storm of the season blew through the neighborhood on Tuesday and early Wednesday. According to our neighborhood radio weather watcher, wind gusts were clocked to up to 45 miles an hour while the storm front dumped more than 3 inches of rain on our community. There were no major reports of damage. However, there were the usual small downed trees and limbs and the typical debris on this kind of storm. The forecast for the weekend and the Pumpkin Festival is for partly cloudy skies and temperatures in the low to mid-60s. In a related story, the words emergency preparedness is about self-reliance. Half Moon Bay Police Sergeant Mark Reed summarized the message delivered to a group of Kenyatta Cove, Ocean Colony, and Ocean Corner residents concerning emergency preparedness. The annual event was recently hosted by Kenyatta Cove Organized Plan for Emergencies, better known as COPE, at the Kenyatta Cove Clubhouse. David Carrad, a COPE captain, wearing a bright day-glow vest and hard hat helmet, provided introductory remarks along with information about the COPE organization. The group was formed in 1999 to address Y2K contingency planning with the Kenyatta Cove Mobile Home Park and has continued to provide a focus for emergency planning and a means for appropriate responses in the event of a disaster. According to Carrad,
well, what we've done is we've divided Kenyatta Cove, which is about 360 homes, into 8 sections, which involve around 40 to 60 homes. The goal is to have a captain representing each area, and that person would be hopefully trained in emergency response training in a CERT class. The intent is that if there is an emergency, such as an earthquake, we would go out and do a door-to-door check of our neighbors in each area, then we would size up the needs of that community in regards to if people were hurt, if there were gas leaks, if there were water leaks, that kind of thing. We would try to respond. We would also be recording information, having that ready for first responders when they can arrive.
Other speakers included Leroy Daniels, Kenyatta Cove manager, who addressed emergency preparedness for the park community as a whole, including working on a formal disaster plan, as mandated by the state of California for all mobile home parks, and a current project to replace the water tank with a 6-inch main water line. Half Moon Bay Police Sergeant Reed reviewed the process for evacuation notices. According to Sergeant Reed, you don't have to evacuate when you receive a notice unless your house is red-tagged as unsafe. But he added that you would be wise to leave if you were advised to do so. The subject of how to evacuate was covered by Wendy Cross of the American Red Cross Bay Area Chapter. She recommended that each person make a plan in advance and talk to their family and friends to see who will have the room for them as well as what to do with pets. Carol Spear, San Mateo County Disaster Manager for the Red Cross, addressed the group regarding shelter operations during disasters and emergencies. Average shelters are designed to accommodate between 200 and 250 residents for 2 to 5 days. Spear stated that shelters are not comfortable. They are the last place you want to go, and pets are not allowed. There is no child care and no place to store valuables. Spear candidly told the audience, and I quote, "Plan in advance to stay with friends or family if you want to be comfortable, keep your pets, protect your valuables, and drink alcohol." A close quote. The meeting ended with a plea from Carrad for COPE volunteers.
So right now we basically have about 6 active people in the community. And as I said before, we have 8 areas. There's many hats to be worn by just one person in each area. What we're trying to do is communicate what we do and ask people to get involved. We really could use some more volunteers.
For Kenyatta Cove listeners wanting to join the COPE volunteer group or having questions concerning requirements and duties, please call Karad directly at 867-5465. That number again, 867-5465. More of the Neighborhood News Report in a moment.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Joe's is your family restaurant. Owner and Chef Pablo invites you to sample their hearty breakfasts, tasty lunches, and delicious family-style dinners. Tasty lunches and delicious family-style dinners. Oh, and we almost forgot the desserts. There are no adjectives to describe how wonderful they are. You really need to see their giant cakes display. You haven't seen anything like this. Joe's Restaurant is within walking distance of neighborhood radio residents. For a look at their menu, go to www.neighborhoodradio.info and click on the Joe's Restaurant sign. Joe's Italian Style Restaurant. Always a great dining and dessert experience.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Joe's is your neighborhood restaurant.
This is Cherise McHugh of the Half Moon Bay Coastside Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. On behalf of our entire staff and board, I would like to take this opportunity to offer best wishes to our newest neighbor, Neighborhood Radio AM 1710.
Hi, my name is Sophia Freer. Like you, my husband and I chose to live in Half Moon Bay because it is an exceptional place. As we have all seen, decisions made by the City Council will impact our economic health and the preservation of our remarkable rural heritage. The long-term vitality of Half Moon Bay requires the vision and dedication to build a robust economy based on preserving our community's essential character. We need common sense leadership and better decision making as we work toward a strong future for Half Moon Bay. I am committed to working with you so that together we can determine a sustainable course for our city. A vibrant economy and a healthy future go hand in hand. Please join me. I will work hard for our community. Together, we can build a strong and sustainable future for Half Moon Bay.
Responsive, responsible leadership. Sophia Freer for Half Moon Bay City Council. Paid for by Sophia Freer for Council 2009.
Recently, the candidates for City Council came calling when the Kenyatta Cove Homeowners Association held a forum at the clubhouse. There were seven contenders who spoke and answered questions. Naomi Partridge made a quick appearance at the outset of the two-hour event, in which she introduced herself as the incumbent running for re-election. She cut short her stay due to Little League coaching responsibilities. There were both humorous and embarrassing moments for those who remain. One question from the audience caught the group off guard when they were asked if they work on the senior Coastsiders rehab day, and if so, how often? Like a scene out of Stump the Stars, each candidate either did not know of the annual event or had never volunteered to help with the project. On the humorous side, another question was raised asking, does your family shop at the farmer's market? And again, if so, how often? Unlike the previous question, all of the candidates boasted of their support of local farmers. For the most part, the responses to controversial questions such as the past and future handling of the Beechwood property fell along slate lines, with Alan Alifano and Rick Kowalsik supporting incumbent Naomi Partridge and current council actions, while Dan Handler, Sophia Freer, and Debbie Reddick contended that the mistakes of the past council has put the city in its current financial state. George Mudiff and Charles Hosel were evenly divided in their responses. The forum ended with a personal exchange between Kowalsik and Reddick over their respective positions on growth.
I disagree with what Deborah said and quoted in the paper several years ago, no growth is good growth. Yet she'll stand for sidewalks, library, movie theater, self-reliance, et cetera, et cetera. I believe we can grow within our 1% cap, and we can continue to strengthen our community.
That attribution to me about no growth is absolutely not true. I never said such a thing. And if you go back and look, if you go back and look at the record and identify the source, it wasn't me. I'm certainly glad that he supports Measure D, our 1% growth cap. I was the co-author of that ordinance.
Please stay with us. We'll be back with more of the Neighborhood News Report after these messages.
Hello. My name is James Johnson, and I'm running for a board seat on the Coastside County Water District. The question you might ask is, why? Humans can't live without water, and we can't produce good crops without a sufficient supply. The good news is we are getting the water we need, but the bad news is that we pay some of the highest water rates of any city in California. A decade of rate increases goes against the mission of CCWD to provide clean, reliable water at affordable rates. Over the past 10 years, water rates have increased 10 to 14% per year on average. CCWD is a public agency and not a for-profit company. Rate increases should be directly related to the cost of obtaining and distributing water. Current financial reports do not clearly justify this increase. It's time to break the cycle of the good old boy club. Elect me, and I promise to work for you, the ratepayer, and no one else. My name is James Johnson, and I ask for your vote for the Coastside County Water District, November 3rd.
Paid for by James Johnson for CCWD 2009.
Hello, this is Chief Don O'Keefe of the Half Moon Bay Police Department. On behalf of all the members of your police department, a hearty congratulations to the residents of Ocean Colony, Ocean Corner, Kenyatta Cove, and Moon Ridge on the start of Neighborhood Radio, AM 1710.
I've spent much of my professional life serving the people of Half Moon Bay and fighting for our coast that makes our town so special. When I stepped down 6 years ago, I didn't expect to run again. But I've thrown my hat in the ring because I couldn't, in good conscience, sit on the sidelines and watch the city blunder away our human and financial resources. One thing I learned while I was mayor is that public service is more than general plan updates and zoning amendments for land speculators. It's about having the courage and conviction to responsibly represent the people of our community. By putting residents first and working together, we can get our town back on track. Visit my website, www.debbieruddockforcouncil2009.com. I would appreciate your vote on November 3rd. Vote, por favor, por mí, el 3 de noviembre.
Strong principles and experienced leadership. Debbie Ruddock for City Council. Paid for by Debbie Ruddock for Council 2009.
To Kenyatta Cove news now. The Kenyatta Cove Fall Concert and Sing-Along is scheduled for Friday, October 23rd at 7 p.m. The events will be held at the clubhouse and will feature Peter Master at the piano and singer Peter Welsh. Refreshments will be served and everyone is invited. Kenyatta Cove manager Anita Daniels reminds neighborhood radio listeners to make plans for the annual Christmas Boutique, which will be held on December 5th. There will be some new vendors as well as those from previous years. Those interested in selling their crafts are asked to call Kenyatta Cove at 726-5500 to reserve a table. Food items, including hot dogs and chili, will be served, and there will be a raffle. All proceeds will be donated to the senior Coastsiders. For the Neighborhood News Report, this is Bob Brown. Thanks for listening.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, brought to you by Half Moon Bay Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy located in the Stone Pine Center. And now, Sue Pace, RN and Neighborhood Radio Health Editor.
So many people are talking about how to save money on health care these days. I'm not going to talk about health care reform, but what you can do for yourself to have better health and save money. In our current economy, many people are being laid off from their jobs and losing their health insurance. Others are working fewer hours and making less money. Many people are cutting back on their medical costs in unhealthy ways, such as skipping some of their medications or avoiding screening tests like mammograms. Some people are complaining about the economy causing them increased stress, which can lead to many illnesses and worsen some chronic conditions. I came across an article in the Harvard Health Letter which offers some good suggestions for lowering your costs for health care. Here are some of the ideas that I think may be helpful. First of all, develop a good working relationship with your health care provider. If you're having trouble paying for your medications or other treatment your doctor recommends, let your doctor know. In many cases, your doctor may be able to give you samples of medications or assist you in other ways. Another recommendation is to avoid the hospital emergency room unless absolutely necessary. Now, if you have a life-threatening situation, like a possible heart attack or stroke, you should be in the emergency room immediately. But if your situation is not life-threatening, you may be able to call your primary care doctor and get advice over the phone. Many doctors' practices have a doctor on call or advice nurses that can be reached when the office is closed. Most health care costs go towards treating chronic conditions such as diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, asthma, or back pain. You can take steps to keep these conditions under control, such as taking your medications as prescribed, sticking to lifestyle changes, such as exercise and healthy diet. In some cases, certain recommended screening tests prevent complications and can actually save you money, such as getting annual eye exams and blood tests if you have diabetes. Another way to save money is to ignore the drug ads. There are so many slick advertising campaigns on TV, the radio, the newspapers, and the web. Sometimes newer drugs may be better than old ones, but that's not always the case. Sometimes the newer drugs just have big ad budgets and provide bigger profits to the drug companies. I would recommend asking your doctor and pharmacist about what medications that you see in the media and take their advice on what's best for you. More on how to save money on health care after this from Half Moon Bay Pharmacy.
Your hometown pharmacy is Half Moon Bay Pharmacy, located in the Stone Pine Center. Why choose Half Moon Bay Pharmacy?
Hi, my name is Donna Kinney Dobbins, and I have lived on the coastside for about 35 years. I come to the Half Moon Bay Pharmacy because of Harish and his new employees, Hailey. And we miss Dan. All of those reasons mean that we have a first name basis here, and I've enjoyed that for years at this particular pharmacy. And that's important when you're dealing with having your prescriptions filled, and I just wouldn't go anywhere else. I would recommend Half Moon Bay Pharmacy to all of my friends.
If you want to be treated as a valuable customer and not just a number, then you need to meet pharmacist Harish Odedra and his people-pleasing staff. Half Moon Bay Pharmacy, located in the Stone Pine Center at Main Street and Stone Pine Road. Phone 726-5542.
Another way to save money on your medication is to use generics. Generics cost less, and in many cases work just as well as the brand name drugs. This is not true in all cases, however, so it's important for you to talk to your doctor and pharmacist about the medications that you take. Medical testing can be another source of high expenses. Some screening tests can save lives by catching a condition at an early, more treatable stage, but some tests are not vital. Studies have shown that many tests are unnecessary and do not lead to better treatment. For example, this has been shown to be true in many cases of low back pain. You can also avoid very expensive medical care at the end of your life if you discuss end-of-life issues with your family and doctors. Everyone should have a written living will or advance care directive. You're never too young because you never know when you could have a serious accident and be unable to speak for yourself. These documents specify what types of treatment you want and don't want and who can make medical decisions for you if you can't speak for yourself. Now, I think the best suggestion for saving money on health care is the most obvious. Stay healthy. You can save a big bundle of money on your health care by making choices that will keep you healthy. For example, get your flu shots and wash your hands frequently. Also, quitting smoking and eating a healthy diet are two huge steps that have been proven to prevent disease. And exercise can help in managing many diseases, such as diabetes and high blood pressure. Another step towards good health is to get good sleep. Studies have shown that people who get 8 hours of sleep at night may avoid colds and other illnesses. Well, I hope some of these suggestions will be helpful for you and hope that you can take some extra steps that will keep you healthy and save you money. Until next time, here's to your health.
You have been listening to Keeping Pace with Your Health with host Sue Pace. Brought to you by Half Moon Bay Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, located in the Stone Pine Center. If you have suggestion topics for the program, call us at 453-4000 or email us at health@neighborhoodradio.info.
Neighborhood classifieds are on the air. Buying or selling, lost and found, garage sales, neighbor-to-neighbor services, all this and more. And now your host for Neighborhood Classifieds, Christopher O'Donnell.
And on this session, I'm going to be talking about uncluttering your clutter. I'm going to try to give you some hints and tips to do that. Cleaning out the clutter in your home can be an overwhelming chore. We all know that. The more living space you have and the longer time you're in one place, the bigger the project will be. We understand that. But you've got to create a plan and get your family members involved, especially where their input is greatly needed. Plan on spending at least one day per room, or do a small room and one large room in one day. You will need a few large boxes and totes to help you with this decluttering. Make up one box for keep stuff, one box for trash, and one box for pass it on. And, of course, there'll always be that unsure box. In the room at hand, start in the closet and drawers, then move throughout the room. If the category boxes become full, then make up another one. But remember, you are trying to get rid of stuff. So there should be more pass-on boxes. I have a one-year rule, and I think you know where I'm going with this. If it hasn't been used in over a year, it is time for it to go. If you have not gotten it fixed, haven't used it for a long time, you probably will not. Now, when it comes to clothing, use the two seasons rule. Take, for example, a pair of shorts. If they weren't worn last summer and they're still not worn at the end of this summer, out they go. Now, come on, let's throw away items that are broken, missing pieces, or items that have seen better days. Well, take, for example, myself. Just yesterday, I had an old clock that didn't have the cover for the battery. I discarded the clock. Any items that are still usable, pass on to other people. How about having a garage sale? That would get you some money for some of the items. But if you don't want to hassle with having one, at least bag the stuff up and take it to a thrift store. Or better yet, advertise free on Neighborhood Classifieds at AM 1710. Organize the items left in your place. Everything should have a useful, efficient space. And if needed, look into getting baskets and containers or even shelving units to better store your items. Your home's closet and other storage spaces should be decluttered at least once, maybe twice a year. Let me repeat that. Declutter at least once, even twice a year. Each room in your living space should be decluttered every 1 or 2 months. And another decluttering rule is when you buy a new item, remove something you do not need or use. Now, these are but a few ideas, and more will come to pass, I'm sure, as you work things out. I'm cheering you on. Better you than me? Well, not really. And I figure if you can do it, then maybe I can do it. Because I must admit, it has been some time since I have practiced what I'm preaching here. So why don't you let me know how you made out by emailing me at classifieds@neighborhoodradio.info. Thanks for listening to AM 1710. I feel this could be your listening post on the coast. I'm Christopher O'Donnell. Cheers, mate.
Neighborhood Classifieds is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. To have your free classifieds put on the radio, call 453-4000 or email us classifieds@neighborhoodradio.info.